You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
People should make plans for how to accomplish their New Year's resolutions and not procrastinate.
Just think about it. New Year's Day, you're putting it on yourself to make a resolution for the rest of the year. So we have to look at when the right time to do it. The right time to do it is now.
She says one of the biggest things keeping people from accomplishing their New Year's resolution is fear of failure.
We have a fear factor of facing this failure. So we tell ourselves we'll try tomorrow, and you know, tomorrow never comes.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melanie Burkett. It's another day of airport delays as winter storms move into the Northeast. So far, close to 800 flights across the country have been canceled. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melanie Burkett. It's another day of airport delays as winter storms move into the Northeast. So far, close to 800 flights across the country have been canceled, with the bulk of them at Chicago's O'Hare, Newark Liberty, and Boston's Logan Airport. According to FlightAware.com, over 1,000 flights are being delayed. A storm system that brought deadly tornadoes and flooding to the central U.S. is now pushing rain, snow, and ice into the Northeast. Yesterday, close to 3,000 flights were canceled and more than 5,400 were delayed. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says Bill Clinton is not off limits if Hillary Clinton is going to play the woman card.
If she's going to play, which she started about a week ago, talking about, oh, he mentioned, and you know, the whole thing, playing up the women's card very, very strongly. And if she's going to play that game, and if he's going to be out there campaigning, then he's certainly fair game.
Trump tells NBC's Today Show he thinks everyone agrees with him on that front. This is USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The State Department is praising the Iraqi government. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
The State Department is sending praise to the Iraqi government for the capture of a key city from the terrorist group ISIS.
That we commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner added the U.S. military's advice and training were key parts of the victory. I'm Jason Wirt.
Prosecutors in Belgium say they have two people in custody who were planning a terrorist attack in Brussels on New Year's Eve. The investigation revealed serious threats of an attack on symbolic places in Brussels. During the arrest, police found military clothing and ISIS propaganda, but no weapons or explosives. Brussels has been the focus of terror probes since the Paris attacks last month that left 130 people dead. Belgian police have arrested 9 people in connection with the Paris attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A photo posted on social media by a Republican senator's aide is the subject of some controversy today. It shows books written by GOP presidential candidates Ben Carson and Donald Trump placed in the humor section of a Miami Barnes & Noble store. Carson tells Fox News' Fox & Friends that he's really not surprised someone would do such a thing.
There are a lot of people, particularly on the other side, who really have a very different philosophy of America. And people like me are a real threat to them, and people like Donald Trump are a real threat to them.
The aide quipped, quote, clearly no liberal bias when posting the photo. Trump's book, Crippled America, How to Make America Great Again, and Carson's A More Perfect Union, What We the People Can Do to Reclaim Our Constitutional Liberties, were both found under a sign that said, Books That Make You Laugh. The Secret Service says a drone had to be brought down after it flew past the president's motorcade yesterday night in... The Secret Service says a drone had to be brought down after it flew past the president's motorcade yesterday evening in Hawaii. Members of the Secret Service quickly found the man who was operating the drone and had him land it. The man reportedly told agents he didn't know the motorcade would be passing by when he launched the drone. He wasn't arrested despite the FAA placing restrictions on drones while the first family is visiting Oahu. College football fans get to feast on 4 bowl games today. The action kicks off at 2 p.m. Eastern when California takes on Air Force in the Armed Forces Bowl. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Over 17,000 consumers, energy customers in West Michigan had their power cut off as a result of yesterday's ice storm. Guy Packard is a spokesman for the utility and says they kept crews on hand that came in from other states to help out with a Christmas Eve power outage.
We pre-positioned our crews in anticipation of the storm, so we upped the number of crews that would be available to respond to an outage.
The Christmas weekend just won't end for hundreds of thousands of Americans. Nasty winter weather has snarled thousands of flights. More than 2,900 flights were canceled nationwide yesterday, including more than 700 at Chicago's O'Hare International. More delays and cancellations are expected today. The mayor of Cleveland is promising an administrative review into the police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. A grand jury yesterday cleared the police officers who shot him last year as he brandished what turned out to be a toy gun. Boston police say they don't believe bomb threats against the city received by police in New York are credible. Boston police were informed of the threat by the NYPD yesterday, saying it came from an anonymous 911 call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com or call 866-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
The State Department has high words of praise for the Iraqi government. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
The State Department is sending praise to the Iraqi government for the capture of a key city from the terrorist group ISIS.
That we commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner added the U.S. military's advice and training were key parts of the victory. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Secret Service says it had to bring down a drone after it flew past the president's motorcade yesterday evening in Hawaii. Members of the Secret Service quickly found the man who was operating the drone and had him land it. The man reportedly told agents he didn't know the motorcade would be passing by when he launched the drone. The Denver Broncos are going back to the playoffs. Denver secured a postseason berth with a 2017 overtime win over the Bengals on the season finale of Monday Night Football. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. Void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
A dangerous rescue mission was launched to save more than a dozen miners trapped in China. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
In eastern China, state media reports a rescue effort is underway. Rescuers are drilling holes and trying to lower food to 17 miners who have been trapped since Friday. Reports say the mine's owner has killed himself, one miner died, seven have been rescued, and four others escaped. It is not clear what caused the collapse. I'm Tammy Rose.
There were just under 4 million births in the U.S. last year. New data published by the National Center for Health Statistics says it's a 1% increase from 2013. The teenage birth rate also dropped 9%. Since 1991, the rate for teen births has dipped 61%. The birth rate for unmarried women is also down for a sixth straight year. There are also declines in preterm births. Low birth weight, which is deemed under 5.5 pounds, remained unchanged at 8%. There's also been a drop in cesarean deliveries, down just to over 32%. San Francisco's most expensive rental that's currently on the market commands nearly $30,000 a month. The three-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bathroom penthouse is inside the prestigious Four Seasons. The furnished unit on Market Street has views of Alcatraz, the Golden Gate Bridge, and access to 24-hour housekeeping, laundry, and room service. Rents remain high in the city by the bay, although they rose just by 4.5% overall in 2015. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
It's 8:08, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. 37 degrees in Flemington. Overcast skies, 70% chance of precipitation. Rain showers this morning with overcast skies during the afternoon hours, a high of 55. Northeast wind shifting to northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Some clouds and a low of 38 tonight. Winds light and variable and mainly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 56. So much for normal climbs in December. Winds light and variable. On New Year's Eve Day, a few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny and 48. New Year's Eve, partly cloudy skies, low 31, winds light and variable. New Year's Day, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds and a high of 43. Saturday, mainly sunny, 44. Sunday, a few clouds from time to time and a high of 45. Temperatures in our area. 37 up in Tewksbury, 38 in Lambertville, Lebanon. 40 in Frenchtown, 40 in Lambertville, 40 in Ringo's, 41 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning.
We are coming alive from our Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, or your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over there. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Yvonne Ellman, if I can't have you. How's that for a blast from the past? We got more blasts from the past at 5 o'clock today. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. But first things first, we had a blast last night, and that was, some type of winter precipitation? My goodness, what happened there? We knew it was going to come. You were listening to me yesterday morning. I was telling you all about it. So let's see what the damage is with our traffic. So our traffic report from HERTTV.com tells us all about what's going on in our highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. And so, incident on 31 as of 6:53 this morning. Southbound at Center Street is an accident. Assume that one's all cleared up. And as of 6:23... there was an incident westbound on exit 13, tractor-trailer cab fire. Now, you know as well as I do, when you hear something like that, those things don't get cleared up anytime soon. So I don't have anything about it. Might be some residual delays, and it still might be there. So if you're traveling in that direction, use precaution. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on about 8:30. We'll talk about the markets, and they didn't do much yesterday. And rumor has it that the oil is hovering around 11-year low, but holding, and therefore the markets are kind of stabilizing and even rising for a bit. So we'll talk with Michelle about that, see if that's the case in about 25 minutes. Rest of the show is my eclectic mix of information news about Hunterdon County. At 10 o'clock, it's Tech Today, where I stay right here and I talk to you about technology. We're going to have an article about some local kids involved in technology. We'll talk about that and other apps and other technology news, so stay tuned. At 11, it's Some Things About Money with Michelle Heide, Joe Patton, Jeannie Aversa, and Tony Clark. They're the Patton and Heide team. They come in and talk about all aspects of money, including cash flow and all the topics in the media that are affecting the markets. And after that, it's Food for Thought with Deidre Anderson, giving you information with her and Annie about recipes, menus at certain restaurants, and how to prepare that perfect catered party. I don't know, you might have a party going on during the holidays, or maybe one in the winter months, or even the one coming up for New Year's Eve. So listen to Deidre and Annie to get the best information about that. Speak up and step out. That's Meena Singh talking about how to overcome abuse and addiction, those two afflictions on people, not just women, but most of the time women. And so she's kind of fostering and championing that movement as a coach, a radio show host, and she has also founded the In Awe Foundation to help with all of that. The Hunterdon Food Scout, Gary Malgieri, is on, giving us information about local restaurants and their menus in Hunterdon County. So Gary goes out and has a great time scrounging up all that information for you, so you got a great place to go, perhaps for New Year's Eve. And we finish out with Outside the Box with Sam Soprano. Actually, we don't finish up with Outside the Box with Sam Soprano. Sam Soprano talks about his financial milestones. So you can listen to Straight Talk about how to achieve your financial milestones and your goals in the future. Joe Peters is on with Real Estate Matters from 4 to 5. And so he gives you insight into that. And finally, at 5 o'clock, we have Randazzler's Musical Journey. And Greg Randazzo comes on and he talks all about how to, why he doesn't talk. He has a theme of 60s, 70s, and 80s music that he wants to play for you on your commute home. So it's his, I don't know, he might have some neat theme with the end of the year. And that's the entire HundredChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HundredChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, and our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hundred Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HundredChamberRadio.com. Maybe one of those songs is Yvonne Elman. Maybe he'll be playing it a little bit later on. Hang on, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in a moment.
Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. that should give you a hint as to what's being celebrated. BrandyLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. We are finishing up. It's About Time week finishes up on the 31st, and Kwanzaa finishes up on January 1st. And that's pretty, no, we got Christmas Bird Count week still going on till the 5th. And we just finished up Halcyon Days. But what is, why are we playing the Village People? Well, here we go. For the 29th, it is Talk Day, which I assume has to do with finishing up whatever you need to finish up for the end of the year. And it's YMCA Day. And we got two great locations in Hunterdon County, one at Deer Path and the one up in Clinton. So go check them out. They have great programs and fitness. And great way to keep the kids entertained during the winter months, during those brutal ice storms like we had last night. All right, that's celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLocks.com. Pick something, get involved. All right, vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and we have staff at NJ Advanced Media reporting on the 28th that Unity Bank donates $15,000 to food pantries in Central, New Jersey, and Easton. So employees of Unity Bank donated a total of $15,000 to 15 food pantries in Central Jersey and Eastern PA, one service organization for each Unity branch. The funds were donated by Unity Bank employees and matched by the bank as part of a special holiday community special project. As a community bank, it is our responsibility to serve those in need in the towns and neighborhoods where we have branches, said Unity Bank President and CEO James A. Hughes. We are all so busy these days that it is easy to forget there are many people who are struggling to make ends meet, so I am very proud of Unity Bank's employees for their generosity. The food pantry and their drive is just another way that Unity Bank and our employees show that we are committed to serving our communities. Donations of $1,000 were presented to Washington Community Bank Pantry from Unity's Washington branch, Fish Hospitality Program serving Middlesex, Union, and Somerset counties from Middlesex branch, the Flemington Area Food Pantry from Flemington branch, the Food Bank Network of Somerset County in Bound Brook from North Plainfield Branch, Franklin Township Food Bank from Somerset Branch, Highland Park Community Food Pantry from Highland Park Branch, Food First Interfaith Housing and Family Services of Plainfield from Scotch Plains Branch, the Linden Interfaith Network for Community Service from Linden Branch, Open Cupboard Food Pantry of Clinton from Clinton Branch, Norwis Cap Food Bank of Phillipsburg from Phillipsburg Branch, Project of Easton from Forks Township, PA, Reddington Area Starfish from White House Branch, South Plainfield Social Services Holiday Project from South Plainfield Branch, St. James Food Pantry and Soup Kitchen in Edison from the Edison Branch, and Union Food Pantry from Union Branch. Unity Bank Corp., the parent company of Unity Bank, its primary and wholly owned subsidiary, is a financial services organization headquartered in Clinton. Unity Bank provides financial services for retail, corporate, and small business customers through its 15 bank branches in Hunterdon, Middlesex, Somerset, Union, and Warren counties in New Jersey and Northampton County in Pennsylvania. Unity Bank provides traditional and community-oriented commercial banking services, including personal and business checking accounts and time deposits, money market accounts, regular savings account. And for more information, visit unitybank.com or call 800-618-BANK. I had no idea there were that many food pantries out there. Did you? We always talk about the Flemington Food Pantry and the Open Cupboard, and I know there's one down at Lambertville, but I don't remember hearing about the rest of them. So thank you to Unity Bank and all those employees for making the effort, because I'm sure there are people out there that are desperately looking for food. And that is why all of that is vitamin C for today. Put a smile on your face. Time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see who's got a birthday for today.
We sing happy birthday to you.
It is December.
And may all your
29th.
Dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, this is your birthday.
And so the old disc jockey Yamada serves up our celebrity birthdays for today. Let's see who's got them. All right, we got from Before Midnight, Seamus Davy Fitzpatrick, 17. Prisoners, Dylan Minnette is 19. Actor, or singer, actor in Austin and Alley, Ross Lynch is 20. Evil Dead, Jane Levy is 26. Natural Born Killers, Sean Stone is 31. Singer, Jessica Andrews is 32. From Community, Allison Brie is 33. Edge of Tomorrow, Charlotte Riley is 34. From Milk, Diego Luna is 36. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Hallie Hillis is 37. The Listener, Ennis Esmer is 37. From The L Word, Catherine Monick is 38. Your Highness, Danny McBride is 39. The Faculties, Sean Hatosi is 40. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, Maria Dizia is 41. From ER, McKee Pfeiffer is 41. Blade 2, Leonor Varela is 43. Sherlock Holmes, Jude Law is 43. One Life to Live, Dave Fumero is 43. Young Adult, Brady Smith is 44. From Alias, Kevin Eastman is 45. Zero Dark 30, Jennifer L. is 46. Mulholland, Dr. Mulholland, Patrick Fischler is 46. CNN News Anchor, Ashley Banfield is 48. Say Anything, The Prince of Tides, Jason Gould is 49. Superboy, John Newton is 50. Southland, The Negotiator, Michael Kuditz is 51. Shutter Island and The Green Mile, Patricia Clarkson is 46. Comedian, writer, cartoon voices, Bill Poundstone is 46. Unbreakable, The Crucible, Carlaine Woodward is 62. Singer, Yvonne Ellman is 64 today. Actor in Miller's Crossing, John Polito is 65. From Cheers, Ted Danson, 68. Marianne Faithfull is 69. She sang As Tears Go By. Spider-Man 2. Timothy Jerome is 72. You're the Best Break the Old Heart Ever Had. And that is Ed Bruce, he's 76. Mission Impossible, John Voight, 77. 8.5, Black Sunday, Barbara Steele, 78. TV Hall of Famer, Mary Tyler Moore, is 79. Former television newscaster, Tom Jarrell, is 71. From Benson, Inga Svensson, is 83. And the player, Operation Petticoat, Dina Morrell, 92 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for us to take a break. We're going to get Michelle Heide on the line and we'll talk with her about the markets. Hang on, you'll listen to more of Good Morning Huntington, huntingchamberradio.com in just a few minutes.
I want to hear the children sing.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Over 17,000 consumers' energy customers in West Michigan had their power cut off as a result of yesterday's ice storm. Guy Packard is a spokesman for the utility and says they kept crews on hand that came in from other states to help out with a Christmas Eve power outage.
We pre-positioned our crews in anticipation of the storm, so we upped the number of crews that would be available to respond to an outage.
The Christmas weekend just won't end for hundreds of thousands of Americans. Nasty winter weather has snarled thousands of flights. More than 2,900 flights were canceled nationwide yesterday, including more than 700 at Chicago's O'Hare International. More delays and cancellations are expected today. The mayor of Cleveland is promising an administrative review into the police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. A grand jury yesterday cleared the police officers who shot him last year as he brandished what turned out to be a toy gun. Boston police say they don't believe bomb threats against the city received by police in New York are credible. Boston police were informed of the threat by the NYPD yesterday, saying it came from an anonymous 911 call. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this weekend, which means it's officially last minute. For my listeners only, Sherry's Berries, they've got your hookup, offering giant freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. And for my listeners, you can double the berries for just $10 more, but you've got to use my code SteveD to get those berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness. We get them from my mom, my mother-in-law every year, and they absolutely love them. So here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over a 40% savings. This offer for my listeners only when you use my code SteveD. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Or call 86-FRUIT-02. Click on the microphone in the top corner. Type in SteveD. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter my code SteveD. This Mother's Day deal expires this Saturday at noon, so make sure to order right now.
The State Department has high words of praise for the Iraqi government. USA Radio News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
The State Department is giving praise to the Iraqi government for the capture of a key city from the terrorist group ISIS.
That we commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner added the U.S. military's advice and training were key parts of the victory. I'm Jason Wirt.
The Secret Service says it had to bring down a drone after it flew past the president's motorcade yesterday evening in Hawaii. Members of the Secret Service quickly found the man who was operating the drone and had him landed. The man reportedly told agents he didn't know the motorcade would be passing by when he launched the drone. The Denver Broncos are going back to the playoffs. Denver secured a postseason berth with a 2017 overtime win over the Bengals on the season finale of Monday Night Football. You're listening to USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. Void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
A dangerous rescue mission was launched to save more than a dozen miners trapped in China. USA's Tammy Rose reports.
In eastern China, state media reports a rescue effort is underway. Rescuers are drilling holes and trying to lower food to 17 miners who have been trapped since Friday. Reports say the mine's owner has killed himself, one miner died, seven have been rescued, and four others escaped. It is not clear what caused the collapse. I'm Tammy Rose.
There were just under 4 million births in the U.S. last year. New data published by the National Center for Health Statistics says it's a 1% increase from 2013. The teenage birth rate also dropped 9%. Since 1991, the rate for teen births has dipped 61%. The birth rate for unmarried women is also down for a sixth straight year. There are also declines in preterm births. Low birth weight, which is deemed under 5.5 pounds, remained unchanged at 8%. There's also been a drop in cesarean deliveries, down just to over 32%. San Francisco's most expensive rental that's currently on the market commands nearly $30,000 a month. The three-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bathroom penthouse is inside the prestigious Four Seasons. The furnished unit on Market Street has views of Alcatraz, the Golden Gate Bridge, and access to 24-hour housekeeping, laundry, and room service. Rents remain high in the city by the bay, although they rose just by 4.5% overall in 2015. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Talk with Michelle Heidi and find out what's going on with the markets. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Trying to wake up on this rainy Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Exactly.
All right, I have a client. I have a client for you. Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
All right, here we go. This client needs some advice.
Okay.
So this past year, 2015, this client lost $98 billion.
Whoa.
Any guess as to who it is?
$98 billion.
It's the Saudi Arabian government.
I'm trying to think of government. Like, okay, Saudi government, let me see.
So, I don't know. It could be me, but I think somehow they're not quite diversified.
Wow! Oh my goodness! Yeah. I'd say definitely not.
yeah, they lost $98 billion primarily because of a drop in oil prices.
There's a surprise.
Oil revenues, and they're projected to lose another $87 billion next year.
Wow!
So, if Oof. So if you were going to advise this client to put whatever money, the funny part is they don't tell you exactly how much is at risk,
right?
Which is probably really scary, you know. This is like, you know, how we complain about back when Michael Jordan was betting $10,000 and he was losing that, like you and I fret over $5.
Right. Exactly.
These guys, you know, you lose 87 or 96, 8 billion, and it's like, we'll get it back. It'll come back.
Scary.
Crazy.
Scary. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy.
So.
All right. Let's see. Today's a whole new day. It was interesting because yesterday I reported that the S&P was finally slightly positive for 2015, but then after yesterday, we're now back to slightly negative.
So right
now, based on where the futures are this morning, we might be bouncing back into positive territory, depending on how the day goes. So we still have the bulls versus the bears going on in terms of 2015, and we still have just a few days left to figure out, you know, although even if the bulls won, it's not like
well, even anyone
the bulls
wins.
The bears are kind of doing tug of war, and it's just going to be an equal playing field by New Year's Eve. But
so essentially, we're flat.
Essentially, we're flat.
Right.
We're flat again, depending. You know, if you look at all the various sectors, allocations, those types of things. Yes, there are things that actually were up for the year, but then there were things that were down quite substantially for the year, you know, that type of thing. But as far as the major entities go, but today again the focus is on oil, because yesterday oil prices were falling. Today oil has recovered a little bit, so the Dow futures are currently up about 109, S&P up just under 12, NASDAQ up about 27. We have at 9 o'clock the S&P Case-Shiller home price index coming out, and then at 10 o'clock we have consumer confidence. It will be the economic factors that come into play. If we look at overnight markets, we had the Asia Pacific markets higher. We currently have European markets a bit higher. Again, all on oil. So it's interesting because I was perusing the headlines on various websites, and there really wasn't anything jumping out at me. Rare giant squid spotted, but that doesn't have anything to do with the market. what else am I seeing here?
Wow, she's reaching for this one. That's why I pulled the Saudi Arabian article for you.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's see. You know, and then you have the, you know, quote unquote ominous signal suggests selling ahead, according to a technician. But then, conversely, you also have someone saying that a lot of the analysts might be underestimating the power of the S&P for next year. So
I saw that.
You continue to have the.
I saw that.
The mixed reviews going on here. So it looks like on this Tuesday, we will be opening in the green, you know, depending on how the home price index, consumer confidence affect things or not, you know, we'll see where we go today. But like I said, it's interesting. It's almost like the bulls and the bears have their gloves on and they're like, all right, who's going to come out ahead? And who knows, maybe they'll end up shaking hands on December 31st and we'll be flat. But it would be nice if we got a tiny bit of a gain. And then I think everyone's excited from a financial perspective to flip the calendar to January 2016 to see if a new year will bring anything new from an investment perspective. So
but,
we shall see.
All right. But, okay, so the bulls and the bears are fighting it out. And essentially, like we said, it's going to, unless it absolutely is a miracle that it turns out to be exactly the same point as we started in January, somebody's gonna be either in the red or the black in the index. So that's a headline, right? All that is because we're not getting anywhere.
Exactly.
For 2016, here's a question for you though.
Okay.
I don't remember, and we probably have to go back now because I don't know who actually would dare do this. What was the projection for 2015 back in January 1st last year?
That is a good question. I'm wondering, did I keep...
And the reason I ask that is because we're going to go through the same gyration, you know, in 4 days. And, you know, and it gives you insight into how unpredictable this really is.
Exactly.
And how things change so quickly. But here are some things that we definitely have to look at, right? The first one is the federal government, the FOMC, has already told us they're going to raise the rates probably 3 or 4 times next year. And as they do that, they're going to drive our dollar higher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Against everybody else. And against everybody else who's suffering, like China is struggling to keep their economy going. Europe, United Kingdom is struggling. So while we're driving our interest rates higher and driving our dollar higher, at the same time, even if those other countries kept it stable, our dollar would go higher. But because they're actually doing quantitative easing, they're driving their particular currencies down. So there's going to be a huge gap between the dollar and other currencies next year.
Right.
How do you take advantage of that? You don't have to answer that right now, but that's the question. How do you take advantage of that?
Right now, exactly. Yeah.
Because that's the trend.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that the prices of goods and services over in Europe are going to be cheaper, and travel over there is going to be cheaper for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to figure out how to do that, because that's almost a given right now, especially where we are. So your homework, if you decide to accept it, and perhaps you guys will talk about it today at 11, is how do you take advantage of that? Because that's the almost the given of what's going to happen in 2016. Everything else, I have no idea.
right.
So.
Exactly. All right.
And then if you want any more information about how much better our economy is getting, this is something we talked about It's interesting. We talked about this probably about a year ago, Michelle, how people were not interested in buying houses because the rent versus buy didn't make sense. Well, trend is starting to say that the millennials are starting to buy houses. So that tells you that I think I knew we were at the official bottom of the housing market a little while ago, but now when the millennials are starting to jump in, that means that they're getting employment, they're getting steady employment, and it's time for them to start thinking about long-term planning rather than being renting. Travel, so.
Nope, absolutely. It means they're feeling a little more comfortable, a little bit more optimistic about their own futures by making that commitment. So that's a good thing.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right, so there we have it.
All right.
So yeah, those are my two questions. I'm going to dig too, but I'd be curious to hear what the world thought 2015 was going to be, and certainly I'd like to know how we tackle 2016. So see if you.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
TD Ameritrade can give us a hint.
All right.
Very
good.
You fared well in the winter storm last night, and that's
fared
it.
Fared well in the winter storm. Had a little bit of sleet out there, but that was about all that hit us.
Yeah, we're going to be back into the 50s and the 40s, so don't get any time used to it. My father asked me the other day, he said, did you put your driveway stakes in yet? I said,
you're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Close your business and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.